Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
No, I can't say what's on the tapes. I do have cameras at my house, and the police are investigating it, and that's all I can say right now.
So you've been able to, you've handed that over to the police as part of the investigation?
They have all the information. They've got his cell phone. They've got his recording, his tape recorder. They've got tapes.
Do you think this has been blown out of proportion in any way?
Not at all. I have to stick up for my family. My neighbors are seniors. My kids and my, wife comes first. And if someone's, peeking in your backyard over your fence, anyone would do the same thing.
Now, I mean, there's some, what your take on it versus his take on it, whether he was actually peeking in.
It's pretty clear cut to me. There's cinder blocks behind my fence. They weren't there before, obviously. He was standing on it. My neighbor saw him standing on the cinder box looking over my fence. It's way over here.
Your security images will be able to show that?
Again, I can't get into what the police have, and we'll take it from there.
Tell me what was going through your head when you saw him out there.
I didn't know who it was. At first, I ran around. You'd have to be there to describe it, but it was rough terrain. There's a lot of bushes and stuff. So for him to get to where he was, it took him enough. It took him a while, and there was a great deal of effort put into how he got there. Because it's basically uncharted territory. No one goes back there. It's all bush up to your knee. And
Once you figured out who it was, I mean, it's Daniel. Did you feel threatened then?
No, I felt more offended how he could have the nerve, especially when he knows me down here, to go to my backyard and start peeking over the fence and then saying, doesn't know what he's doing there. Like, he knew what he was doing there. My neighbor saw him. Don't take my word for it. Talk to my neighbors. They saw it. And I have kids. And like I said, I'll do anything to protect my kids.
Now, some counselors are suggesting that you may have overreacted and that you're acting like a vigilante when you should have called 911.
Well, you know what? I went around like anyone would do to protect your family first and foremost. And I know I didn't do anything wrong. I'm going to protect the seniors and that live on my street. They're my neighbors, and we watch out for each other. And if anyone did anything wrong, it was him. He shouldn't be peeping Tom over my fence.
And what about there's been a suggestion you won't talk to any members of the media?
If he's there, no, I won't.
So are you making efforts through the press gallery?
No, I don't want Daniel Dale here, and I'm sure you wouldn't either if he was peeping in your backyard too. If you would see the situation, it took a great deal of effort for him to be where he was, with cinder blocks on my fence. It's truly unbelievable what he did.
What do you do now?
I can do my job. Come down here and, get ready for council on Tuesday and just keep doing my job.
Do you think this distracts in any way from doing your job?
No, I stay focused and getting the city turned around, and that's what I'm going to continue to do.
Are you going to take any other further steps? Your brother, of course, has been pushing for more
security. It's up to the police. Police are reviewing everything. And
what about for your own personal security?
No, I'm okay. I'm fine. No, I'm not changing who I am.